All right. You know, I don't know the title of this, I guess, is Bloom Where You Planted, Accomplish Something, Bear Fruit Where You're At. You know, some people have pointed out that there's three kinds of people. Now, I don't know. This is just something somebody said. Those who want everything now. Those who are waiting for someday. And those who negotiate the seasons of life and achieve what God has for them. Turn to Ecclesiastes 3. That's a book nobody goes to hardly. All right. Find it in your Bible, on your iPad, on your iPhone, wherever. All right. To everything there is a season, a time for every purpose under heaven, a time to be born, a time to die, a time to plant, a time to pluck what is planted, a time to kill, a time to heal, a time to break down, a time to build up, a time to weep, a time to laugh, a time to mourn, a time to dance, a time to cast away stones, a time to gather stones. A time to embrace, a time to refrain from embracing. A time to gain, a time to lose. A time to keep, and a time to throw away. A time to tear, a time to sow. A time to keep silent, a time to speak. A time to love, and a time to hate. A time of war, and a time of peace. Now, you know, as we look at this, we have to realize that God leads us through various seasons and times and stages in our lives. And he wants us to accomplish here his purpose and our purpose for being here. Now, one thing you need to realize is that change is a part of life. And it'll eventually help you bear fruit if you understand change. Now, change can be positive if you learn to do it when the God's telling you to do it. Or change can also be devastating whenever you move and it's not the right time to move. It's not the right time to change. You know, if you plant a plant, a flower, we say a flower plant, and then you go out there and jerk it up before it ever blooms, it never accomplishes what it was supposed to do, because it can't bloom until it stays where you plant it for a while. Hello. See, the natural process for all of us is to move through life, and life is changing. It's normal to have changes, and they should be produce positive results. If they don't produce positive results, there's a possibility that you moved and come unplanted when you shouldn't have. Hello? You know, we grow older and we move from one season to the next. My wife's the only one that she's fixing to have a birthday, and it's still been the same for I don't know how many years now. You know, the years go by and we go from one season of life to another. You know, we were single, then we were married, then we had kids, then we got grandkids. You know, I mean, things are ever progressing. We go to school, we go from one grade to the next. God will lead us in life through one season to another. But we got to learn the value of each season. You know, when you're in school, you had to learn the value of the first grade before you would be ready for second grade. And you had to learn the value of second grade before you'd be ready for that. You just don't go from the second grade to the sixth grade. And many times in life, many people want to go from here to here and skip everything in between, which would prepare them for out here. Let me understand what I'm saying to you. See, You need to realize that you don't need to get in a hurry to get through a season. Now, a lot of times, a lot of people want to hurry and get to the next season because the season they're in is not that great. But the next one won't be either if you don't learn what you need to learn in this season. You know, we need to realize that getting everything in the season that we're in is important because it gets us ready for what's in the next season in our lives. You know, all my Christian life, I've been in this all my life. I've watched people move from place to place, especially after I got up to be a teenager. And I watch people, and I watch ministers and people. You know, they're always moving, always going here, trying to get, oh, maybe it's over here, maybe it's over here. They run, because they hear a revival going on over here, they run over there. Because they hear something else, they run over there. And I've never seen many of those people be very successful. I've seen a lot of people that have stayed put in the tough situations of life and come out on top very successful. You know, I've seen people move and too soon. And they moved into an area that they weren't gifted for. Now, there's a lot of people wanting to do things in life, but that's not what they're gifted for, and they'll never bear fruit. They'll never accomplish unless you learn what you're gifted for and recognize it and stay in the place where God put you. I realize that this is not a shouting sermon, but this is a sermon that'll help you in your life. Not only with God, but in the natural. You see, you know, I've never had a problem being in front of a crowd or anything. I've always been able to talk. I was in my first play when I was in the second grade, and I was in all kinds of plays in school and stuff. And I just, but my, you see, I understood where my abilities are. You need, if you're going to accomplish in life, you got to understand where your abilities are and stay in an area where your abilities are. I don't care if you want to be something else. If you don't have the ability to do it, you're never going to be successful. Now, when I was going to Bible college, I worked on a freight dock, loading and unloading trucks. So one day they said, "Hey, Hagin, we think you'd make a good driver. Well, I went out and I drove, and they said, "You're doing really good. Now you got to back up." When I started trying to back up, I wasn't very successful at it, you know, because I'm having to use these mirrors, you know. And old Sims, he said, "I believe you better go on the dock there. You better loading and unloading than you are driving." But I wasn't, that wasn't what I was, could do. We all need to realize what we can do in the natural, and we need to realize what we can do in the spiritual side. Amen. There are many people wanting to be up here and preach and teach, but they're not qualified. I'm not talking about they don't have the education. They just don't have what it takes to get up in front of an audience and talk. I mean, here at Rhema, in years gone by, I don't know because I don't have a lot to do with the classes where they have to get up and speak. But in years gone by, I had a lot to do with it because I was one of the very few teachers that we had back in the beginning. And there were some people that they wanted to be pastors, but they got so scared when they had to get up in front and give a sermon that they didn't come to school. And so I said, "Well, now, you know," and they said, "Oh, I just can't get up in front of people and talk." I said, "Well, you don't need to be a pastor." Hello. And then people won't be missionaries, and they're afraid to fly, and then they said, We don't like, I don't like change. I like everything just to be. And I said, maybe you're going to be a missionary. It's not, nothing's ever going to be. Is that right, Brother Joe? I mean, you know, isn't it strange how people want to be things that they're really not qualified to do? Not because they're not smart enough and so on. They just, that's not them. That's not their personalities. Have you ever noticed God most of the times uses people in area where their personality for that particular thing they're doing? A guy was talking to me one time years and years and years ago. He said, well, I want to be a pastor, but I don't like people. I'm serious. I said, you better get another profession. Because if you're a pastor, you deal with people all the time. I mean, y'all got it, honey. Y'all got where I'm going. Now, you have to stay where you're planted in order to grow and produce fruit in your life. Now, this, you know, on Wednesday night, I like to give you a message that'll help you in the spiritual as well as in the natural. And you can take the same things I'm talking about and put them in the natural or the spiritual, and they work in both areas. John 12:24. Most assuredly, I say to you, unless a grain of wheat falls into the ground and dies, it remains alone. But if it dies, it produces much grain. One way that will help you to grow is to see yourself as a, excuse me, as a seed. A seed can grow and produce desired fruit. Now, we need to know that we have been planted in a place in order to produce or to grow or to be fruitful or to accomplish, whatever you want to say it. You know, you need to make sure you're planted in the right. See, a plant, just because a plant is a plant, is no sign that it will grow in this Oklahoma soil. Now, I happen to know that down there in north central Texas, where I came from, my grandpa's down there. I got any Texans here that studied Texas history? It's called the Blackland Prairie. How many of you realize? We got 7 different regions. Yeah. And that black soil will grow good cotton. But you go down there and go off down into east Texas, where you got a sandy soil, it don't grow good cotton, but it really grows good watermelons and cantaloupes. I'm serious. Hey, different things, you know. You go over in, what is it, Georgia, and they grow, or Alabama, one of the places over there, they grow all in peanuts, because the soil is what the soil, where is it at over there?
Both places.
Because the soil is good for that. You have to plant in the soil what is good for it.
Right.
The plants don't, they, some of them will grow, but they won't produce like if they were in a certain type of soil, because they need certain minerals and nutrients and so forth that's in the soil.
Right.
Hello.
Yes, that's good.
So we need to make sure we're in the right place. Say, you know, get in the place where you can and accomplish. See, be willing to die to your own desires. The seed has to die before the plant can grow. You have to die to your own desires in order to accomplish with the kingdom of God. Because too many people have got their own desires, and that's not what God desires. Hello. Now you got to be willing to persevere and push through all the disagreeable stuff that's piled on top of you. That's when you grow. When a seed is planted and pounds of dirt is put on top of it, The plant doesn't grow until the seed dies. You can't accomplish until you die to your own desires and start going with the desire of God. You know, when the seed dies, it looks like it's all over. That's just the beginning. When you die to yourself, die to your desires, that's the beginning of accomplishment. See, be willing to stay put. Don't move until you grow. Bear fruit where you're at. Jeremiah 17. Go to Jeremiah 17. Anybody get anything out of this? Jeremiah 17. I still see people turning pages, so I'll wait a minute. Okay. Verse number 7. Jeremiah 17, 7. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is in the Lord. For he should be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river, and will not fear when heat comes, but its leaf will be green, and will not be anxious in the year of drought, nor will cease from yielding fruit. See, we've got to learn here that when problems come, just to stay put. Hello? See, the tree there, even though the drought come, it stayed put. Even the heat come, it didn't phase it. Kept on. See, persecution may come, but stay planted in the Word. Stay in your place. Some people never bear fruit because they move out of the place where they're supposed to be. You know, there's a million reasons probably why people move. One of them is rebelling against the plan of God. They don't want to do what God wants them to do. They want to do what they want to do. See, I had to be willing to do what God wanted me to do. My wife will tell you that when I was first preaching, I didn't even preach faith. That's what Dad did. I'm serious. There's a whole lot of stuff to preach besides preaching faith. And so I got on my own some, and then I was there, social pastor, my father-in-law, and I was satisfied with what I was doing, and I wasn't interested in doing anything else. But then the Lord began to talk to me. And at first, I didn't listen. Finally, I did. And then I came here and worked with Dad. Now I'm got to school going, and I'm traveling. I'm preaching. I'm school's going. We got to school. We don't have the church. Just got to school. And as soon as graduation's over, I mean, we hit the road. Motorhome's loaded, and we hit the road for 3 months out preaching. And then I went out there just about every weekend preaching. We're in June of 1985. We were in South Africa, and we got back to the hotel, and my wife said to me, "What's the matter with you? You can't even preach anymore." And I said, "Well, the Lord's dealing with me, and I don't want to do it." See. And so then I had to die. I wanted just to stay. It's fun being an evangelist. I don't have to put up with all the problems. I don't have to marry anybody. I don't have to bury anybody. I don't have to counsel anybody. I just come in and I preach and have a good service and then go on down the road. Well, that's the truth. You know, I'm interested in going ministering to people, helping the people and so forth, and pump them up and minister to them, but I'm not there to do what a pastor does. And I was enjoying being an evangelist. I liked it. But I started digging my heels in against God's plan. And when I did, it looked like I was having trouble even preaching, you know, because I was rebelling against the plan of God. Sometimes if things are not going right for you, maybe you need to check up and see, is God leading you somewhere else or leading you to do something else? Hello. Then, you know, the biggest thing that causes people to leave where they're supposed to be is they get hurt or offended because of something that somebody said. I've been in this all my life. Pastor didn't even shake my hand. I mean, many years ago, I come in my garage, I'm walking here. I got my mind on the service. I'm walking down the hall. I didn't even see people, you know, hardly. Because I got my mind on something. I'm zeroed in on the morning service. And this one person, well, a pastor passed by me. He didn't even say hello. Went and told one of the associates. Might have told Tony. I don't know. Well, hey, just because you get offended is no sign to pluck up and get out of the ground and go somewhere and dry up and die. That's what happens to a plant when you pluck it out of the ground. Come on now. Well, I'll go plug in at this other church. Well, if that's not where God wants you to be, then it's like planting. It's like planting in the wrong kind of soil. My dad used to say, if you miss it, you got to go back to where you missed it to ever get it corrected. There's a lot of people that ought to come back to Rhema. See, sometimes people move because trouble comes. They have trouble. Oh, I must be out of the will of God. Actually, if you're having trouble, probably saying you're probably more in the will of God. Because the devil don't bother with people that ain't in the will of God. Yeah. People he's after is the ones in the will of God. He wants to get them out of the will of God. Hello now, come on. And then here's the big one. The church leadership don't recognize my special gift. If you got a special gift, the Holy Spirit and God will bring it to the forefront. You know, I tell people all the time, the title pastor is given, but to be called pastor is earned. That's the way it is with any of the ministries. I get a little amused at these people on Facebook, apostle this and prophet this. If you are one, you won't have to tell nobody. They'll know it. You know, it's sort of like, you ever notice that people that's got money, they don't flaunt it, but the people that act like they got money, you know, they're trying to prove something. Anybody ever notice that? Well, you know, one time, you know, you young kids don't know about this, but you see them out there holding signs, but used to, people had these boards, and they put them over their shoulder, and it was down the front and the back, and they'd walk up and down. Now you see them, they're walking around with the signs out there. And so this one guy had this sign on, and it said, Apostle, Prophet, Evangelist. But the A, P, and E were in big letters, and the rest of them were small letters. And all you could see was the first letter of each word. And my dad said, that's probably right. You Yeah, a lot of people leave a church because the church leadership don't recognize their special gift that they have. Well, if you got a special gift, God will make it work. You don't have to make it work. And then another one that happens and gets people out of staying where God's got them is that the devil dangles stuff in front of them and it looks better than where they are, and so they move. You know, the grass may look greener on the other side of the fence, it still has to be mowed. I saw a cartoon, it's been years ago, and there's a fence, and there's two cows. This cow on this side's got his head stuck through the fence eating the grass here. This cow on this side's got his head stuck through the fence eating the grass on that side. Same grass. See, we've got to learn to stay put. You know, one associate pastor, he didn't feel like he was getting treated right. So he and things weren't being done like he thinks that he should have been taken care of. So he ups and leaves. And the pastor later said to another minister, said, you know, our associate pastor left. And what he didn't know is the church board had decided at the end of the year that they were going to help him get a new house. He didn't stay put and he missed a blessing. Come on now. The truth is, you have to stay planted. You have to stay where you're at, whether you like it or not. Don't let anything run you off. I mean, when I knew we were supposed to start Rhema, I told Annette, I said, I'm going to make Rhema's going to go if I have to hawk everything I got. That's the determination you got to have. I'm going to be successful whether or no. You know my attitude. I cannot be defeated and I will not quit. And I carry that in the natural and I carry that in the spiritual side too. Because the devil gonna try to get you out of where you're supposed to go. Now we got to understand the process of growth so that we can bear fruit. You know, Mark 4, I got to hurry. Mark 4:26. And he said, the kingdom of God is as a man should scatter seed on the ground and should sleep by night and rise up by day and the seed should sprout and grow. He himself does not know how. For the earth yields crops by itself, first the blade, then the head, then the full grain in the head. But when the grain ripens, immediately he puts in the sickle, and because the harvest has come. Now this is the process of bearing fruit, blooming, in other words, where you're planted. It just doesn't happen overnight. First, there's the seed. That's who you are. You're a person with great potential. If I had some seed in my hand, that seed has the potential to grow. But it's never going to grow as long as it's in my hand. It has to be planted. And then the seed, dies and the blade or grows and it comes up out of the ground. Now, growth time is exciting time. That's exciting time. And then if you're looking at wheat, and that's what this is talking about is wheat here. The head comes on the wheat, but it's not ready to be harvested. It isn't until that, it's the potential's there and you can see that it's there. But it isn't until that turns a golden yellow color and then that head will fall over. Then it's ready to be harvested. You know, in our house down there in Garland, we had there's a pear tree out in the backyard. And that old pear tree, it had been broke, wind had broke limbs off of it and everything. It was the scrawniest looking, it wasn't scrawny, but it's the horriblest looking tree you ever seen. But you know what? That thing would bear pears. But I would go out there and I'd look at them pears. And I said, "Grandma, they got a bunch of pears. We got a bunch of pears." She said, "I know, I was looking at them, son, but they're not ready." Because she always did pear preserves, and she always fixed me. I liked them candied, and she'd fix me my own jar of candied pear preserves. You know, she candied them. And then she would take all the peelings, and then she'd boil the peelings and make pear jelly. Anybody know what I'm talking about? Some of you people do. These young people, you know, they don't know nothing at all. Bible says, "Him that's ignorant, let him be ignorant still." I'm kidding, guys. I'm kidding. I was talking to some young people sometime. Now I said something about a pressure cooker, and they didn't even know what I was talking about. But, you know, there's a time for everything. Cotton, corn, pears, peaches, peanuts, potatoes. There's a time. It looks like it might be ready, but it's not. I would go out, I was 5, 6 years old, go out and feel my grandpa in that cotton field. And I said, "Pawpaw, man, look at that cotton. It looks like it's ready to be picked." He said, "No, son, it's not quite ready yet. You try to pick it now and it's not going to come out of there easy. It's going to be hard to come out of there. In fact, you'll pull more of the cotton burrs than I like to pull. I like to." He didn't like any burrs in his cotton when he took it to the gin. He didn't like any of it be that way. He wanted you to pick it clean. See, some of you don't even know what we're talking about. Now, just because the head is there doesn't mean it's ready to harvest. It has to continue to grow. See, a believer that stays planted and grows eventually will eventually bear fruit. A person never rises to their full potential by trying to do what they were not designed to do. I already talked about that a little bit. You know, there was a guy. He's an excellent musician. He was on staff as a musician in the church. I mean, you know, head of the music there. But he wanted a pastor. He'd go out and start a church, and it never was successful. Why? Because that's not what his gifting was. His gifting was in music. Now here, I want to say something here. Many people get the idea if they're not preaching on a platform that they're not doing what God needs. God doesn't need everybody being a preacher. He doesn't need everybody on a platform being a singer. Right. If you can't sing, there ain't no use trying to sing. Come on. See, he's got you planted in different positions. You need to stay there and produce where you're at. And when everybody stays in their place and produces, then the church produces what it's supposed to produce. I mean, I don't mind going and working in the nursery or working with the youth, but I can't do that and be here. Hello. I don't mind going out and directing cars. I've done it all. I've done all of that. And it's not beneath me to still do it if necessary. But I can't do that and do this. That's why God puts all different ones of us. He plants us in different positions in the church and in the family of God so that the church can flourish and grow and produce fruit. See, when each of us produce fruit in our lives where God's got us, then the church produces fruit and we're accomplishing something for the kingdom. Anybody understand what I'm trying to say to you? Hallelujah. You know, in order to be a top salesman and William here is a top salesman down here at Mathis Brothers. I go in there, I say, and them guys come around. I say, no, William is my man. Leave me alone. But now, you know what? He didn't become a top salesman just because he walked in the door. He had to apply to get the job. Right. Secondly, that was a season. And then there was a season of acquiring knowledge of the products. And then after that, there was a season of getting some experience in selling. And then you become a top salesman. Right. Hello. To be successful in life and in the kingdom of God, you have to know the season you're in and stay planted in that season until you're ready to go the next season. I didn't start out preaching to big crowds. I started out preaching in country churches down there in Texas. Little old church. I'm talking about driving down a dirt road to get to the church. And the church sometimes wasn't as, actually you'd pull it in where you got one aisle here and these and those benches would be, you'd pull it in a little bit. It's as big as the church was. One door back there, that's it. And I'm on a platform, this is how close I am to the front row. And there's maybe 15 people there. Well, that's a learning season. Right. I was looking at some sermons. I got a whole drawer in my cadenza, and it's about that wide and about that deep, and I've got those 8.5 by 11 sheets that are folded over in the middle like that, and they're stacked in there. There's thousands of them in there. I looked at one the other day, and I said, how in the world did anybody get anything out of that? But you see, that's where I was at that season. Right. Come on now. Amen. And I went through those seasons. What I'm trying to say to you, to be successful in the kingdom, you got to know your season and stay planted in that season till it's time to move to the next season. Psalms 1:1 says, blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of the sinner, and sets in the seat of the scornful. You can't afford to listen to ungodly people. If you do, it'll eventually move you out of your, you'll become unplanted. You know, the enemy will make sure that certain people come along and dangle opportunities in bigger and better places. He does that to rob people of their harvest and to rob God of his harvest. You ever notice you get around some people and they're always talking about how that you should be doing more and you're not accomplishing, and it makes you begin to get restless with where you're at. But you get around other people and they talk about how good it is that you're accomplishing where you're at and so forth, and you get excited about being where you're at. Anybody know what I'm talking about? See, there's always people that think they know how you should do and what you should do better than you do. Don't waste your time listening to them. See, learn to stay planted and bear fruit. Psalms 1:2. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in that law he meditates day and night. When you learn to stay planted in your place, then you move with God through the season of life and bear fruit. And then the next verse says, he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water, bringing forth fruit in season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does shall prosper. Everybody wants the prosper part, but I want you to notice here, it said you had to stay put where you're at. That tree had to stay where it was. Ask yourself the question, what season are you in? The preparation, development, training, what season? And are you willing to stay put where God's got you until you get through with that season? Because your greatest season is still in front of you if you will stay in the season that you are now. You know, I'm looking at Tony Cook over there. He stayed with me for 19 years as associate pastor. Wasn't planning on going nowhere. Wasn't planning on leaving when God began. But that season was over. And then God moved him into a new season in his ministry. You see, you got to be willing to stay where you're at and don't even think about doing something else. And if God changes you, great. If he doesn't, stay where you're at. Anybody get anything out of this tonight? I done my best to try to deliver it the way I felt it, but I don't know whether I did or not. Sometimes you feel that. Sometimes you feel like, man, did you get it? Good. Everybody stand up and let's praise the Lord. Father, I thank you that you got us all in a different season of our life. Help us all to walk in that season so we'll be ready for the next season of our lives, in both in the natural and the spiritual. I thank you for it in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Praise God, praise God. If you happen to be in here tonight, you don't know Jesus Christ as a personal Savior, of course, you can't understand anything I'm talking about, I was talking about, until you get Jesus as your Savior. Or if you're in here tonight and you know what it is, but you know you're not where you're supposed to be, you need to rededicate your life. As we're dismissed, you come to the front, men here, ladies here, and they'll pray with you, and you won't leave here like you came. If you need prayer for anything, the Holy Spirit, prayer for any reason, somebody to agree with, you come to the front, all right? Praise God. Hallelujah. There wasn't any first-time guests. Okay. Hey, Sunday morning right here, it's a special Sunday. It's Mother's Day, but it's also high school senior Sunday, and we'll be recognizing our seniors here on Sunday. Oh, and also for all of you, any of you that went through the new members class, we'll be shaking hands with I call it the right hand of fellowship to all the new members. So I'll tell you where to go and when to get up, and you'll walk down here and we'll shake your hand. Praise the Lord. It's going to be a great day, special day, family day. Everybody first grade through 12th is going to be in here with us. Turn around and shake hands with somebody and say, I don't know about you, but I'm going to stay with my season until I bloom where I'm planted. God bless you. We'll see you Sunday morning. If you need prayer for any reason whatsoever, come to the front right now.